Almost anywhere else in the world, the sun would have been up by now. There was a lot of dark, a lot of snow, and a lot of nothing in most of Alaska. Cedar Mongoyuk was not a fan. She had reasons for leaving all of this behind. But she had also made the decision to join Trinity at the age of 21, and Trinity wanted her back in Alaska at age 28. Her stomach was full thanks to breakfast, but it wasn't settled. She sat tall with her hands resting on her plentiful thighs as she stared out the tinted window of the black SUV she was riding in, resisting the urge to smash her face against the glass, like she might have done as a kid had her parents owned a vehicle. She was over the nothingness, though. She liked living in big cities, thank you. And here she was back in Alaska of all places. The trees passed by as dark blotches against a luminous sky. The stars were glowing sand scattered along a dark blue beach, and bits of the sky reflected in the Tanana River like a big mirror to Cedar's left. Even with the SUV's headlights, she could see the sky better now than she had in years. Big cities were not good for star viewing, thanks to all the light pollution. Hey, she never said Alaska wasn't beautiful. She supposed she should be happy Trinity was trusting her with this, with Irio. She was excited about that part, because she did her homework. All the little town really needed was some direction, hopefully, and she was nothing if not a proficient organizer. She was flattered Trinity thought she was the polar bear shifter for the job, but that didn't help her disappointment about Alaska. She'd be spending Christmas in Irio with shifters she didn't know, not that she ever went home to see her family anyway. Cedar frowned. A big hand waved in front of her face. Her eyes widened, and she tried to melt against the seat holding her, but she was as flat against the leather as she was going to get. "What?" she growled. She smacked the hand away when the driver made it clear he had no intention of withdrawing on his own. She pouted and looked out the window again.
"Finally, I have your attention. You wouldn't shut up before, and then I suddenly couldn't get you out of your head.